It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sourwan.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 6th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Yesterday, there were 3,816 COVID-19 tests completed in North Dakota. 37 came back positive, below 1%. In total, there are now 3,816 cases, and the active case count number continues to rise up to 492. There were no new deaths reported yesterday, still at 80 in the state. A COVID-19 drive-through testing event is set for Valley City on July 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. The goal is to test 500 people, according to the County Health District. Testing takes approximately 15 minutes, and you need no proof of insurance or residency. Ownership of the Oaks test area has changed. The Bureau of Reclamation announced a title transfer from the federal government to the local Dickey Sargent Irrigation District. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman says local water decisions should be made locally, and that's what this title transfer does. The Oaks test area was designed as a 5,000-acre prototype irrigation test area. It includes 3 pumping plants, a canal, pipelines, laterals, drainage systems, wells, roads, an office building, and several outbuildings. The Fargo Forum is reporting that a North Dakota trucking company could face $2 million in fines from illegal dumping in 2018. 2 years ago, a landowner in Dunn County reported that a driver for SBT Incorporated, which is a small trucking company based in Utah but operating in North Dakota, had drained oil waste onto his property. Authorities responded and arrested the driver the following day. The Department of Environmental Quality said that SBT was proactive right away in addressing the driver's mess, but they say that communication broke down over the last year. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found at our website, newsdakota.com.